Water and sewer rates are going up in the city of Rio Del, which already has some of the highest rates in the county. The regular meeting of the Rio Del City Council held on April 19th included the Proposition 218 public hearing that is required before a utility rate increase can take effect. But first, the council received a presentation on the city's audited financial statements for fiscal year 2020-21. Financial audits completed by an independent third party are a required mechanism for government transparency and fraud prevention, which is why their accuracy and timeliness is vital to the community. A failure to file timely financial reports allows inadvertent mistakes and potential fraud to continue undetected. Rio Del Finance Director Cheryl Dillingham presented the audit report and its unqualified opinion with no material weaknesses found. For those of us that aren't accountants, that's very good. The Rio Del General Fund had a balance of $2.6 million at the end of the 2021 fiscal year, an increase of $369,395, which was attributable to increased cannabis and sales tax revenue. This information is going to be significant when the city debates reducing some cannabis cultivation taxes at their next city council meeting, but more on that in a minute. Next up was the Proposition 218 public hearing. Listen to my February 15th report for background information on this. The city had sent out notices to property owners over 45 days ago, which included information on how to file a protest to the rate changes. If 50% plus one of the ratepayers protest, then the rate change can't go into effect according to state law. However, the state only counts one vote per parcel. So if a property has an apartment complex or a mobile home park on it, for example, and multiple residents protest, it will still only count as one protest vote. City Manager Kyle Knopp stated the threshold to stop the rate increase would require 653 protest votes to be filed and valid. A last-minute signature campaign was launched by some residents, and it resulted in 306 protest votes being submitted before the deadline. The council voted unanimously to accept all protest votes as valid because they were still far from the threshold needed to stop the rate increase. So what does this increase mean for residents? Water rates will be increasing by 3% annually over the next 5 years, and sewer rates are going up by 8% annually. Currently, the average residential customer using 5 cubic feet of water a month pays a combined water and sewer bill of $141.31. Starting July 1st, the rates will begin to climb with a modest increase the first year, followed by annual increases with the average bill reaching $175.29 by year 5. The council also approved implementing a low-income discount for residents who qualify for the PG&E Care Program, which the city estimates at 700 residents. The discount totals $6 a month off the utility bill, and the program is to be funded out of late fees initially. The city is not allowed to use ratepayer funds to subsidize the bill for some customers, but late fee penalties are an allowable source of funding. The city is going to revisit the program each year to see if they have the funding to continue it, but once a program like that has started, it is very hard to end a benefit. General funds can be used to supplement the program in future years as needed. On a side note, Social Security beneficiaries saw their largest cost of living increase in nearly 40 years in 2022, a 5.9% increase. However, the Consumer Price Index report recently released showed overall inflation at 8.5%. In the subcategories, inflation at the grocery store is up 10%, the largest 12-month increase since the beginning of 1981. Supplemental benefits that have been provided to low-income residents over the course of the pandemic are also ending for many. It is also true that the costs of providing water and sewer services to residents, as well as the costs for needed infrastructure repairs and upgrades, are all skyrocketing. The cost for chemicals alone has increased recently by 300%, according to the rate study. The City Council voted 5-0 to move forward with the rate increase and the creation of the low-income discount. It will be coming back to the Council at their May 3rd regular meeting for a final vote. The May 3rd meeting will also include a discussion of reducing commercial cultivation taxes at the request of farmers up on Dinsmore Plateau. The matter had been pulled from an earlier agenda, and cultivators from the Humboldt Riodel Business Park, formerly known as the Eel River Sawmill area, have asked to be included in the tax reduction discussion as well. The next meeting of the Riodel City Council will be held May 3rd at 6:30 p.m. in City Hall and available online. The full council packet of documentation, including the water rate study and the financial audit report, is available at theriodeltimes.com. This has been Sharon Wolf reporting for KMUD Radio.